I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Egyptian Christians are furious at the lack of protection in the wake of the deadly church attack on Saturday. Sat-7, a Christian satellite television service to the Middle East and North Africa, is in the thick of it. David Harder says emotions are raw. The bombings opened a vein of anger and fear, especially because Friday is the Eastern Christmas celebration. The Sat-7 team is responding with the hope of Christ. Pray for them.
We are broadcasting live shows each day this week where the topic will be about what has happened at these bombings and how people can respond, how Christians should respond. We're broadcasting scriptures.
Meanwhile, a 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck central Chile Sunday night. This comes not even a year after the devastating 8.8 quake last February, which included a tsunami and killed over 500 people. But this time, Bright Hope International's Craig Dyer has only heard good news.
We partner with local churches, and those churches, as far as we know, have all reported in safely, no deaths, no extensive damage, and we're praising God for that.
The Chilean government reports zero deaths associated with the quake at all. Still, this quake has reawakened last year's fears. Pray that the church will take this opportunity to reach out with the love of Christ to those distraught. And 22,000 college-age students are in Atlanta for the final day of the Passion 2011 conference. Over the last 3 days, they've heard from renowned speakers, worshiped with multiple praise bands, and engaged with ministries, including those like Cure International. Cure's asking students to support surgeries for 50 Ugandan children with hydrocephalus. Pray the money will be raised so kids who'd otherwise be disposed of would be healed and hear the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available World Serves devotional Joy Over the Moon. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Joy Over the Moon link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.